Dawlish Heritage Trail, Hub Number 4, Origins. Thousands of years ago, prehistoric people lived nearby, and this was probably an important place for them. This spot where Dawlish water flows into the sea would have been an important landmark, and a rich source of useful foods and materials. By around 6,000 years ago, people were living and farming on the fertile slopes of Little Haldon Hill. They settled in this area because the climate was mild, the landscape was gentle, and the land was fertile with warm red soils. The stream, known as Dawlish Water, is likely to have been very important to these early people. It's probably where they got their water for drinking and cooking, and the reeds and clay they used in their homes. The reed beds alongside the stream would also have been a good place to hunt for food, like wild fowl. They probably followed the stream down to the seashore too. The shore would have been a good place to catch fish and shellfish, and to find useful materials like seaweed and pebbles which the tide washed up. Perhaps they made salt here, extracting it from seawater, and they may have traded with people who arrived here by sea. Dawlish is named after the stream that runs through it, crossing the lawn. It comes from the Celtic word doflisk, meaning dark water. The finds, pictured to the left of this panel, provide interesting snippets of insight into past inhabitants of the area. The Dawlish hoard is about 3,000 years old and only discovered in 2017. It is a unique find for Britain as it consists of both late Bronze Age gold bracelets, which are deliberately folded up, and pieces of bronze ingot and scrap weapons. The pieces were buried in boggy ground, perhaps because watery places were considered special. Fragments of Neolithic grooved ware pottery were found at Haldon Hill. They have a characteristic grooved decoration. Similar pots were made across southwest England and were used for cooking and storing food. Explore the fascinating history of Dawlish by visiting the 15 information hubs around the town. Each location is shown on the map in the Heritage Trail leaflet, which you can pick up from the Tourist Information Centre and other places in the town.